Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back, everyone. Have you heard that some folks may have forgotten about the Taste of Minnesota? Do you remember it? I know I do. I think my whole family does. With the most recent edition of the evening being held in 2015. Come on. 2015 was the last time we did Taste of Minnesota. Wow. Well, now it's ready to make a comeback onto the summer calendar. And this week's announcement set the stage for Minneapolis's Nicollet Mall, which will host the event July 2nd and 3rd. Taylor Carrick is joining us. She's one of, he or she is one of the organizers. Forgive me for not knowing that. Yes, he is. And he is here with a preview of what we can expect from this latest revival. He joins us on the John Schuster Caldwell Baker Hotline. Hello, Taylor. How are you?
I'm doing well, and that weather report you just read really gets me fired up for summer festivals, doesn't it?
Oh, man, it's just awesome, isn't it? We're having an awesome, awesome spring, so I'm not complaining at all. Okay, so this is happening. Tell me how it became. How did you guys discuss it? How did you get together? Was it a quick decision? Was it something that you said, we have to do this?
Yeah, well, I think it was two things. It was a conversation that one of the co-organizers and I had several years ago about how we've really become a foodie town here in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And we do have food truck festivals, and we do have a few sort of celebrations of food, but we don't have anything that is a big summer festival that has a strong food component, even though we have things like, you know, all of those foods that people try to get right away at the Minnesota State Fair.
Right.
Or, you know, that type of thing. And so we had talked about it for a while, and other cities do have, you know, just strictly food festivals. So we got to thinking, you know, whatever happened to Taste of Minnesota and the big sort of get-together party that they had. And from there, we kind of started doing some planning. What would it look like if we brought it back? What would it look like if, you know, food was a really good component? We'd have the national music. And then we got in touch with City of Minneapolis leadership who thought, you know, this would be a really good fit for this redone Nicollet Mall that has undergone a big change over the last couple of years. And this could be a really good program to bring people back to downtown Minneapolis. So we've been working really closely with them with this idea that we've kicked around for a while. And we are feeling pretty excited that the timing is really right for it. And the foodie thing has only gotten better in the years that we've been excited about it. And everybody is excited for the music part as well, because, you know, unfortunately, some of the summer festivals of the last couple of years aren't happening this year. So this is it's a good time for us to do it.
Organizers have finally unveiled the entertainment lineup on Thursday for the festival on Nicollet Mall. Now, the free event, I want to make sure people hear this, it is a free event, will be held on July 2nd and 3rd and include performances from Third Eye Blind, Uncle Cracker, haven't heard that name in a long time, and Big Boy from Outkast. There will be art and, of course, food and so much more. I read the lineup, part of the lineup, and it was really exciting to me. You guys put this together in a pretty short amount of time.
Well, you know, we had discussed the idea for several years. I mean, you know, relaunching Taste of Minnesota is something that we've been kicking around since pre-pandemic, and it, you know, it's just 2020 was not a good year to do any big programming. But the nice thing is that In a way, all of the work that we did with branding and some of the things that we wanted to do with the festival really made it possible for us to act really fast when, you know, city leadership and people downtown said, hey, we would like to have this in Minneapolis. And we said, well, we have most of the outline ready to go. Let's see who we can get for music. And, you know, fortunately, we have a couple big gets there. I mean, I have people, when I tell them we got Big Boy from Outkast, you know, people scream on the other end of the phone.
Yeah, right.
people are fired up, and then they say, well, you know, we're spending a lot of money on concert tickets all summer long, so how much is your event? And we say, well, come see Big Boy for free. You know, bring your family with you, because we're going to have food, and we have beers from around Minnesota, including Surly is our flagship beer sponsor, and we have a lot of other beverage options as well for people. So it's a fun time. And not only did we, you know, announce that we had some really, really good talent, music-wise, some folks you know, and, you know, we also had First Wrestling is involved, and we announced that our food ambassador is Andrew Zimmern, and that, you know,
oh, I love him.
Our
oh.
game.
Yeah.
And so his perspective is one that we shared, which is, you know, we wanted to bring in the original Taste of Minnesota cheese curds and, you know, give people that sort of blast from the past. But then we also really like his perspective of what types of food do we have in the state that people can come try and, you know, spend a day kind of checking out some big name chefs and also some other food options, depending on what your interest level is, and then kind of hang out and visit and see the shows.
Okay, so can you tell me just two more types of food that will be served or offered to the group of people?
We're going to be building buzz leading up to the event by announcing different types of food that's going to be available.
Oh, okay.
And so right now we have Zimmer was our big announce this week. We have a couple other folks that we're going to be announcing coming up as well. And part of the reason is it's just, you know, 8 weeks left. We want as many people to come check out the food and see what is going to be available for people. So,
okay, yeah. So I won't push you on that food thing, but I do want to know if some of the Minnesota, you know, well-known, well-beloved foods are a part of this, like Juicy Lucy's and Wild Rice Soup. And no, seriously, you know, who knows?
Well, yeah, we are planning to do some favorites, but we're also interested in sort of, you know, I'm borrowing a phrase from one of our partners in the downtown council, which is, you know, we're legitimately trying to celebrate the diversity of the diversity. So when we did our presser, we had Chef Jojo from Tamu Grill doing samosas from Kenya and East Africa on hand, because we feel like that's also a part of the tapestry of food that we currently have. So, you know, in addition to cheese curds, which is obviously a Midwest thing, like samosas is a thing that we're leaning into, along with your, you know, your Juicy Lucy's and your Wild Rice stuff. So yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, we got neighbors from East Africa that are doing great things with food. We got a lot of notable folks from Southeast Asia doing really good food programming these days. You know, we have award-winning chefs, you know, doing everything from Mexican cuisine to, you know, different parts of America and, you know, pizza and all that stuff. So it is one thing that we're really excited to include in the food programming. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Little something for everyone. Some of it's going to be spicy, some of it's not.
That's kind of what we're like, right? We're like that. Yeah. I do want to mention very quickly that chef and restaurateur Andrew Zimmerman will serve as food ambassador, you said earlier. I just wanted to reiterate those that are just joining us. And the city council member, Michael Rainville, noted that there would be something for all ages at the event. I was so happy to read that. So what can the children do? What is available for them?
Oh, well, you know.
There's a lot, huh?
There's a lot. You know, it's funny because, I have two small kids. And so when we think about programming, it's sometimes people say that and then it's not necessarily true. But even tapping into the spirit of our press event that we did, we had the Baron of Bubbles on hand, blowing
the
his
Baron of Bubbles.
Yeah, making bubbles for everybody to run through. We have secondhand hounds will be on hand with some of their adoptables. And there's just a lot of things that, in addition to our art market and some of the other programming that we have, it is a thing too where when we talk about people coming downtown, we do want families to come experience the downtown and, having NA beverages for kids to try and all sorts of
things. Is
that
non-alcoholic? Like that. Yes, it is. Okay.
Yes, it is. Yep.
And I think are they going to have beers? Craft beers or something at the event as well, which is so awesome. Now, I do want to mention that really we have to have hats off to the organizers because they pulled this off in just an incredible record amount of time. And I know that there was a bill that has been introduced in the legislature to allocate $1.85 million as a one-time grant to the Minneapolis Downtown Council to fund the event's build-out, permits, waste disposal, staff, security, equipment, signage, and insurance. So that $1.85 million is only going towards whatever this event is, the Taste of Minnesota, right? It's all to be spent on that?
Well, there's a little bit of a misconception about the event with that bill. And so one of the things that we end up talking about quite a bit is, we have a group that is a public-private partnership to make Taste of Minnesota happen. Mm-hmm. And so it is something that is not cheap, obviously, but we're committed to making it happen whether or not the state supports it. So, that's one thing we like to clear up for people. We will be doing the event regardless of the bill, because we have so many people interested in making this happen and seeing us have a robust downtown and people being able to come downtown. And the other thing we've been telling people is our partnership with the Downtown Council is we want to see this year after year after year. So, the bill isn't one-time allocation, but that's something that we've been very clear with the Downtown Council that, this infrastructure is something that we don't want to do one Taste of Minnesota and be done. We want this to be people's go-to new tradition over the holiday. Yeah. And so the infrastructure funding is to make sure that we can do this year after year after year, even though we already have this public-private partnership. So,
well, it does say that it's allocated $1.85 million as a one-time grant. So, that in itself, I hope they will continue to give that grant so this can happen every year. I'm so excited you guys are doing this. Yeah. Last thing I want to mention is Blois Olson.
Geraldine, can I clarify something real quick?
Yes.
I got my my dog adoption agency wrong, and I just want to make sure I correct it. It's Secondhand Hounds.
Is Secondhand Hounds. Oh.
Yeah, they do great work, and we're excited to have them down in the green space in front of the park there. So, just to clarify that.
And that's going to be a hit. That's going to be a hit, man. Big
time. Because and a dog.
Right. So I just wanted to talk about Blois Olson, who we know here at WCCO very well. His marketing firm, Fluence Media, is promoting the event, offered no funding details, but said money wouldn't be a stumbling block. So we're really happy to hear that. There are a lot of sponsors involved, he said, including the flagship sponsor, which is Surly Brewing. And I'm just hoping that this will last for decades, because I'm so glad that it's back.
I appreciate that.
I remember when it started, what was it, at the Capitol, I believe.
And, yeah, you know, yeah.
There we were laying on the grass with a blanket or something and looking up at the fireworks. It was so fabulous, and fabulous food. So well done, Taylor. So glad you all put this together, and we are grateful for it. I hope to hear more about it, and thank you so much for joining us.
That's great. You have a good night.
All right, you too. All right, everyone, that was Taylor Carrick, and he is the co-organizer for Taste of Minnesota.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.